slave to Egypt, and the darkness was so thick that you could not even see someone if they were standing right in front of you. It was such an unnatural phenomena that even all the Egyptians were filled with fear. The darkness was so serious that people were not able to leave their homes. Does that sound familiar to anybody this morning? If by chance they left the protection of their homes, it was probably unlikely that they could find their way back. Amen? So just think about it. No matter if it was morning or evening, noon, the darkness still prevailed. It was still there. No one could even tell what time it was. When did one day start and another end? Folks were frustrated and confused. Everyone became disoriented. No one could work or play, and certainly no one could escape the darkness. Now, look at verse 23 again. It says this, they did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. In this particular text, we know that God was sending these plagues as to convince Pharaoh to release the children of Israel from bondage. God's people lived in Egypt for 430 years, and during which time Pharaoh eventually enslaved the Israelites, forcing them to become laborers. But listen, it has never been God's intention for his people to be enslaved by anybody or anything. Of course, the Pharaoh was never aware of God's plans, right? But behind the scenes, Father God was busy doing what he's always doing. His plan was to deliver his people from captivity. To accomplish this, he decided to send 10 plagues, which were actually 10 disasters that fell upon the Egyptians. Everything from flies to frogs to lice to locusts to boils to hail and fire. You name it, and Egypt got it. God wanted to set his people free, and he would not be deterred, so that this automatically resulted in some horrific events for the Egyptians. You want to know what amazes me about God? He'll use absolutely anything or anybody to deliver you and me from bondage. Amen? He will use anything or anybody to deliver you and me from bondage. He wants us free. People have asked, is this COVID-19 from God or the devil? Or is it nature? Or is it simply human error? And the only thing I can tell you, the only thing I know, is that God can use anything to set his people free. During this pandemic, have you been praying for the salvation of souls? It is my heart's cry that during these difficult days, countless people will come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Why? Well, because at the present time, our world is facing economic crisis, instability in the job market, failing businesses, financial instability, and an uncertain future. They need Jesus. And for many of us, these issues are unprecedented, and they have sparked fear in the hearts of countless numbers. Often, it is the uncertainties of life that will prompt people to look for a source of help, hope, and peace. I call them God moments, when God can get the attention of people. Where can we find comfort in these dark times? Where can we find comfort in these dark times?
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's our comforter.
Amen. Yes. Well, it was dark, pitch black, out of Egypt land. But the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. The Egyptians were fearing the worst. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Some believed their very lives were threatened. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Too many questions, too many concerns. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. In the midst of this confusion, the Egyptians faced fear, disorientation, perplexity, uncertainty, and a darkness they could not escape. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. I love that. When the Egyptians were experiencing only darkness, God's people still had the lights on. Amen. When everyone else was hopeless, God's people still had the lights on. Amen. When everyone else was unable to find their way physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually through this crisis, God's people still had their lights on. Amen. Are you getting this, folks? The Egyptians were unable to leave their homes because of the fear of the unknown. But God's people had clear direction. They didn't lose their way during this catastrophe. They led the way. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's return to our text and read this again. Exodus 10, starting with verse 21. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Listen, if that kind of darkness fell over my house, but I noticed that my neighbor still had his lights on, I think I'd find a way to get to my neighbor's house and see how I could get some of his light. Amen? Amen. Bonnie would be like, "Don't go over there and bother those people." My response would be, "Are you kidding? It's dark in here. Dark in here. I'm not about to stay in this darkness. I need some light. I need some light in my life. I'm going to find the source and of this light so I can get some for me." Amen. So I'd fight my way through the darkness and bang on their door so loud that they would hear me. They have to answer. And I'd say, "Hey, ma'am, what kind of candle do you have? What kind of oil are you using?" Right? "I don't know what is happening. I don't know where you got your supplies, but I need some of the light you have. It's dark over at my place. I can't see anything. There's no hope for us. No joy in us. There's no peace of mind. It's just darkness. Would you share some of your light with me?" Hallelujah. Now, I'm not super smart. Y'all know that. But I'd be clever enough to dash next door and where the lights are shining and try to get some light. And I would come home with it so I could share it with my family. Amen? Now, let me ask you, are you seeing around here what I'm seeing? Do you notice what I notice? During the crisis, some folks are realizing just how dark it is. Amen? And lots of fear, lots of anger. Oh, a whole lot of anger. Amen. Lots of anxiety. Lots of uncertainty. But the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last week, Bonnie and I were talking when she said, "What if I got this virus and passed away? I wouldn't want anyone to feel bad, but to rejoice because I know where I'm going." After that statement, my thoughts continued on the subject, of course, and I considered the idea of someone calling me up to offer their condolences. And I thought to myself, when they finished consoling me, I would say, well, thanks for reaching out to me. She was amazing, right? Amen. It's sad for me. I miss her terribly. But I'm so excited for her to move on. Mm-hmm. Does that sound strange? No. Someone has called, giving me their heartfelt condolences because they are sure Pastor Gary is devastated. But then they discover that deep down, I'm excited for Bonnie. Yes. Amen? Saints, I'm convinced of the truth of Bonnie's homegoing. I'm convinced. And I want to speak that truth because the light that is in my life is assuring me that she's gone to a much better place. Or will go to a much better place. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13 in the New Living Translation, it says this, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died so you will not grieve like people who have no hope." When the light of the Lord Jesus Christ shines in our heart, when we accept Him as Lord, when we trust Him as Savior, we can have hope. Hope for today, hope for tomorrow, and hope for eternity. So many people are still walking in darkness. The light of God's love has not yet permeated their heart and mind. They have yet to comprehend what God desires to do in their life because of the deep darkness in their soul. All they see is the darkness. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Someone said, "I'm sorry to hear Bonnie has passed away, Brother Jerry." But I respond, "I'm excited for her to move up." Who but a Christian could make such a statement? Amen? Who but a Christian? As Christians, Bonnie and I have received the light of Jesus. It dwells within us and hopefully shines through us. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16, it says this, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Verse 15, "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You are the light of the world. Christians are the light shining in the darkness. Amen. Now, let me tell you what's interesting to me here. God doesn't give us the option of turning the light on or off whenever we choose. On our good days, the light is shining. On our bad days, the light is still on. Mm-hmm. Amen? If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, your light, you are the light of the world. You can hide it under a bushel of doubt or worry or sin, but do you know what that light's doing? It's still shining. It will continue to shine in the darkness. Hallelujah. Once the light of the gospel of Christ has been switched on in your life, you are forever a light in the darkness. Amen. No matter where you go, how far you travel, there will always be the light of Jesus present with you. Can any of you identify with what I'm talking about this morning? You know, you might have tried running from your Heavenly Father. You might tried to hide the light under a bushel. You wanted to act like one of the crowd, or you just wanted to be accepted into some group. Maybe you thought you could just leave the light at home. But no matter where you went or who you were with or what you were doing, the light was still shining. Many times, no matter what you were doing, there would be someone who would bring up the topic of Christianity Want to talk about Jesus. Want to talk about the last days. Want to talk about something because they saw a light in you. Peter had followed behind when the soldiers had arrested Jesus. He kept his distance, but the people around him recognized him as one of Christ's followers. We know who you are. You know who Jesus is. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. I can't imagine the conviction that must have gripped his soul when he heard that rooster crow. It was a dark moment for Peter. However, Peter repented and was restored. But folks, people will never experience a darker darkness than when they refuse to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. There is no darker place in the world than not knowing how very much Jesus loves you and what he sacrificed to make salvation available for you. Sometimes you may try to hide the light. Listen, brothers and sisters, there are people who have no light. They are steeped in darkness. But when they see that little bit of light shining in your life, they will be automatically drawn to it. You may think, well, I don't have a lot of faith right now, so my light's pretty dim. Well, folks, you don't need a whole lot. Just use what you've got. Just use what you've got, folks. Amen? Remember, saints, it is God who gives the light. And we simply have the privilege of letting it shine. Now, listen for a moment to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 18. So God has given both his promise and his oath. Oh, I love that sentence. Hebrews 6:18 is not on there, Vivian.
You said Matthew.
I'm sorry, Hebrews 6:18. I'll give her a minute. Look there, it's already there. So God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. We hold to the hope that lies before us. That means even as a Christian, in the midst of a dark time, we can have hope. We can have hope, and because the light of Jesus continues to shine. Hope gives you a vision for tomorrow. Hope helps you anticipate a better day. Hope causes you to believe the impossible when for others, believing is impossible. Matthew 5:15 says, "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Amen. Amen. Your hope in Jesus during a crisis brings a light to those who do not know him. In Jeremiah 32, verse 27, God spoke through the prophet saying, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Amen? This situation that we face at the moment may be dark, but God can do something phenomenal. Just the same. He can do something phenomenal. Amen? Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for God. When we keep shining the light of Jesus, when we maintain our hope in God, then God will show up and show out. Amen? If you're from up north, he'll show up and show off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will do a miracle during this pandemic, and I believe he's already done many of them, but he will do it because of, in the midst of, in spite of, He will reach the lost. He will rescue the perishing. He will bring light into the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16 again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light shine, saints. Let your light shine. The world needs the light of Jesus. You know, every time I think I've looked at the news, I try not to look at it much because it'll make you feel negative. But when I look at it, they give you all this bad, but then at the end, they tell you what somebody did that's good. The teachers going around and saying hi to the kids, you know, even from a distance. What a boost for those young people that are stuck in home, at home. You know, this kindness that shows up. You guys did that to Bonnie and me when you had your little parade and come by the house. What a blessing that was for us. We still talk about it. And last week, Bonnie got roses from Rosie. Imagine that, roses from Rosie. Amen, for Mother's Day. And what a blessing. When something is done, something good is done, your good works are done, even in the time of darkness. What blessings, folks. Let your light shine. I believe God give you ideas. Amen. Yes. Things to do.
Well, the word says to encourage one another.
Amen.
All the more as you see the day drawing near.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And just another part of that drawing near is taking place. And hallelujah. Time's getting shorter. Time's getting shorter. Let your light shine, saints. The world needs the light of Jesus right now. He needs the light. It needs the light of Jesus right here, right now. Amen. And they all said,
amen.
Amen. When I was a kid in Sunday school, they sang a little song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine all the time. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine all the time. Amen. Maybe we need to sing that once a day. Yeah. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine all the time. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.